Simon & Schuster Audio presents Why Did I Get a B? And Other Mysteries We're Discussing in the Faculty Lounge by Shannon Reed. Read by Samantha Dez. And God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28a. Well, to each his own. Me to one of my students. Yeah, to each his crazy-ass own. My student to me. Author's note. There are two kinds of writing in this book, humor pieces and essays. The humor, which tends to be shorter and, in theory, snappier, often draws on my career as a teacher and professor, but isn't factual. The essays, which do reflect my specific experiences, are correct to the best of my ability. Any errors of fact are mine. I've taught a lot of students over a lot of years, and I may have inadvertently conflated people or events. There are also moments when I've chosen to deliberately combine events or characters, or to shorten a timeline. Generally, I've written about Stella Maris High School as it really was, and changed much about the school I call THSB here, because much of my experience at Stella was good, while much of my time at THSB was not. Additionally, because I am writing about many people who were minors when the events I'm recounting took place, I've gone out of my way to disguise their identities, changing names, genders, ages, appearances, and other characteristics of individual students who probably didn't think they'd end up in their teacher's book someday. I have also changed the names of some adults. Just to keep you on your toes, I've kept some of the names of adults unaltered, mostly when I thought it would make those people happy to see themselves in this book. Preface. You are not alone. Once, not that long ago, when I was teaching at THSB, a pretty terrible public high school in South Brooklyn, I experienced what I consider to be the most despairing moment of my professional life, thus far. While it was one of many, very many, moments of despair I would feel as a teacher, and particularly at that school, it remains the most vivid in my mind because of how it changed me. It was the day of the Winter Holidays talent show, which was not the reason for the despair. Although, let's be honest, the principal's insistence on singing a dirge like Go Tell It on the Mountain while accompanying himself on the guitar would not lift the soul. I had escorted my extremely high-energy class of freshmen to the building's auditorium, where we would watch their schoolmates perform and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?